This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Today makes it 100 days even since Hurricane Sandy slammed into the Northeast. And a lot of New Yorkers and New Jerseyites still don't have permanent homes to return to. So they're staying wherever they can find a bed. Hotels, rentals, or crashing with friends and family. Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports now on that enduring housing challenge.
Instant relocation is hard enough. Try doing it with four kids and number five on the way.
It's hard for them. It's a lot of work.
That's the situation Jennifer Dady and her family are in. Their Queens home is heavily damaged and under repair. They've bounced around, staying with family and friends. They finally found a rental in the Rockaways near their house.
It's helpful that I'm close. The kids can stay in their school, so that's good. You know, I can keep an eye on my house. It's easier. It's definitely easier.
She's moving into a newly renovated building. Ron Molis is the developer. He has a deal with the city to provide priority access to displaced people. Interest is strong, unlike apartments he offered elsewhere, like the Bronx.
I don't think we got any takers outside the affected areas, which was a little bit of a surprise.
Sandy's victims want it to stay close to home, where their family, friends, and schools are. FEMA's Mike Byrne leads Sandy Relief here. A native New Yorker, he understands those ties.
These neighborhoods are the center of their family life, their cultural life. In many cases, it's where people speak their language. We have 25 different languages we have to translate our material into.
Not to mention that New York's a dense urban area where many lack cars. You can move just a mile and be a world away. As for Jennifer Dady in Queens, she wants her family back in their home before her next child is born. Her due date is July. She's not optimistic. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.